On a planet that seems besieged by environmental assaults at every turn, it can be hard to choose which battles to join, which causes to embrace. The current documentary film Elemental focuses on three, each on a different continent and seen through the lens of a single key individual's activism. Co-director Emmanuel Von Lee, a Marin-based filmmaker and composer, says finding their subjects was their first big challenge.
One was obviously a story we could follow over a couple of years. And then people who were involved in water, climate change, and energy issues, people who were playing by their own rules, who would have a certain kind of persona that would make for an interesting subject, and also people who had a deep emotional connection with the natural world. It wasn't just a cause they were fighting for political reasons or for idealistic reasons. It was something very personal to them.
Among the trio, North America is represented by Ariel Deranger, a young Native American mother of two from northern Alberta, who's been a leader in publicizing and opposing the Canadian tar sands extraction project.
Her community has been ravaged by cancer and the impacts of this development, which is the world's largest industrial development, and she has been fighting to try and save her community. So we followed her for 2 years as she tried to raise awareness about what's happening, ultimately leading up to the 2012 decision of Obama to stop the Keystone XL pipeline or put it off till now where it's still up for review.
Also featured is Australian-born inventor and entrepreneur Jay Harmon, a biomimicry advocate who, as it happens, was featured in a North Bay report just last week. The film's third subject is a water conservationist in India, a former government official who, the filmmaker says, has gone rogue.
Rajendra Singh is known as the Water Gandhi and has been focused for the last decade on working on the Ganges, which is India's most important river, both culturally, spiritually, but also as a source of water for drinking, agricultural use, and is in a dire state, and he is fighting to save that. And we followed him on a six-week pilgrimage from the source of the river to the sea, using his national stature to try and gain attention about what's happening, to oust corrupt officials, to close factories, and engage the community to become stewards of the river.
In the Elemental documentary, their three stories are presented not individually, Von Lee explains, but integrated so as to highlight their commonalities.
One of the visions of the film is to show how the issues are connected, how you can't talk about water without talking about climate change, without talking about energy, without talking about pollution. These issues are all connected, and so even though the subject's issues are different ones, environmental concern, and also how the characters' personalities could play off of each other.
The final result, he says, is intended to inspire more than an immediate reaction to the issues shown on the screen.
It was more about trying to raise a deep philosophical question about our relationship to nature, our relationship to the environment, and what role we want to play in it at this time of tremendous crisis and opportunity. Trying to, you know, really be more reflective. Let people respond how they will, depending on where they are, what part of the world they are, and what position they're in.
Elemental was completed early last year and shown at numerous film festivals. It's now winding down a series of limited theatrical screenings. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.